This is Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We've been studying this for the last 2-3 weeks now, and Jeremiah is a pretty good-sized book, and there's a lot of good stuff in the book. So we're going to get right into it here in a few minutes and continue this study, and it's been a very good study. I love the book of Jeremiah. Let's turn over to the 19th chapter. I believe that's where we left off, was the 19th chapter of Jeremiah, and we're going to begin with verse 1. I think we might have read just a little bit of this, but I think that we'll go ahead and go through it one more time. Verse 1 in the 19th chapter of Jeremiah, thus says the Lord, go and buy a potter's earthenware jar and take some of the elders of the people and some of the senior priests. Then go out to the valley of Ben-Hinnom, which is by the entrance of the potter's gate, and proclaim there the words that I tell you, and say, hear the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I am about to bring a calamity upon this place, at which the ears of everyone that hears of it will tingle. Can you imagine saying such a prophecy? I am about, thus says the Lord of hosts, I am about to bring calamity upon these people. Nobody wants to hear that, I can guarantee you. They're looking for a prosperity preacher about that time, I'm telling you what, and they do not want to hear it. That is just a matter of fact. Yeah, they're looking for the nearest, they're getting a $10 bill out, and they're looking for the nearest prosperity preacher they can find. And that is the way it goes usually, isn't it? They want to give their money to someone that's tickling their ears. You know, people love to have their ears tickled. They love to give their money away to people that tickle their ears. So, in turn, they're looking for these false prophets, and they seek them out. They'll, that's unfortunate, folks, but they'll seek them out, these false prophets on YouTube. You know, these false prophets on YouTube that are a dime a dozen. 99% of them are false prophets, but they will seek them out, follow them like if there's some kind of a like there's some kind of a prophet Joe or Jeremiah or something. I mean, I'm telling you what, it just amazes me how that they'll follow these YouTube prophets and everybody else. It's just astounding. Hear the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. And thus says the Lord of hosts, God of Israel, behold, I'm about to bring a calamity upon this place, at which the ears of everyone that hears of it will tingle, because they have forsaken me and made this an alien place, and have burned sacrifices in it to other gods, that neither they, nor their forefathers, nor the kings of Judah had ever known. There's making sacrifices to gods that nobody knows. Nobody's ever heard of. Can you imagine? They're making up gods now. They're making up gods to sacrifice to. And it is amazing that people can make up sacrifices to gods that don't exist. And that is one thing that makes you wonder, really. I mean, how in the world could someone make up a sacrifice to a god that doesn't exist? It just doesn't make any sense at all. That when you make a sacrifice to something that doesn't exist. Let's continue. Their forefathers, the kings of Judah, had never known. And because they have filled this place with the blood of innocent, the innocent, and have built the high places of Baal to burn their sons in the fire as burnt offerings. I am beyond, this is beyond my imagination, I'm telling you folks. They can burn their children in the fire as a sacrifice to these false gods. Can you imagine this? I mean, how can you even believe that God will somehow direct them back, those that have burnt their children in the fire? It is beyond your natural thinking that anybody could do this such a thing. Okay? And I just, it amazes me. It absolutely amazes me how they can do this thing. They have filled this place with the blood of the innocent. Now, we may think that this is something that, oh, nobody would ever do this at this point in time. Nobody would ever do such a thing. I want you to think again. These little babies inside the womb, do you think that they are just pieces of tissue? Do you think that they don't exist as human beings yet? I want you to think again. I want you to think real close. The innocent blood, when they grind these little children up inside the womb, I want you to think about this. It's the very same things. They fill this place with the blood of the innocent and have built the high places of Baal to burn their sons in the fire as burnt offerings to Baal, a thing which I never commanded or spoke of, nor did it ever enter my mind, God is saying here. It's never entered my mind. You know, can you imagine God saying such a thing? It's never entered in my mind to do such a thing. This tells you how far away from God that they had went and gone to the point where they just could not think for themselves. They couldn't think properly. Have you ever had such an experience with with someone that they just can't think for themselves? They've gone so far that they can't even think for themselves. That's how far they went. And it's sad, but it has happened. And God has said more than one time that these people could not repent. They went so far that they could not repent. They went so far into this devilish Satanist worship of false gods that they could not come back. That's how far they went. They couldn't come back. They were so fixed in worshiping the devil that they could not come back. And that's how far they had dissipated into oblivion, into the worship of idols and the worship of false gods, killed their own children, which is unheard of. But it happens today through abortion every single day. And I'm so glad, aren't you, that that Donald Trump and the administration has defunded Planned Parenthood. Aren't you happy that this thing is not coming out of your pocket any longer? And it is something that is on its own. And this, I believe, will be something that will possibly detour the judgment of God somewhere else besides the United States. You know, there's collateral damage when the people of a country become so evil that they start sacrificing their own children. And this is just a sacrifice of children. Any way you look at it, folks, it's a sacrifice of children to a god of convenience, or I don't know what you call it. It's some kind of god. And I can't even imagine it. But it becomes a sacrifice to evil. And we just think that we've gone beyond it, or we're not there. No, same thing as Baal. Fire, they throw their sons into the fire as burnt offerings to Baal, a thing which I never commanded or spoke of, and did not even enter in my mind. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when this place will no longer be called Topheth, or the Valley of Ben-Hinnom, but rather the Valley of Slaughter. The Valley of Slaughter. That's what they ought to call Planned Parenthood. The Valley of Slaughter. That's exactly what it is. If you'd call it anything else, you're wrong. It's the Valley of Slaughter for these little tiny children that can feel pain. Did you know they can feel pain? They can feel pain quite well, quite good. And we just think that they can't feel pain. They can feel pain, and it's horrifying to think that we would do such thing to these little children. I will make void the council of Judah and Jerusalem in this place, and I will cause them to fall by the sword before their enemies and by the hand of those who seek their life. And I will give over their carcasses as food for the birds of the sky and of the beasts of the earth. It's a serious thing, folks, when God says such a thing. A very serious thing. You can't imagine it, can you? That God would say such a thing. But he did. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. I'd love to hear from you. Write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.